37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and it is hot out. Oh, boy. It's been a long few days with 90-plus degree heat. Hopefully, where you are, things are a little bit cooler. Looks like maybe today and tomorrow, and then things will cool off a little bit. We go from monsoon rains all over the eastern part of the United States to unbelievable heat. In fact, it was hotter in the state of Maine the last 2 days than it was in the state of Florida. And the humidity is very, very high. So if you're going to be working out in the yard today, take it in small steps. Don't rush. Take your time and drink lots of liquid. It's also the time to raise the height of your lawnmower blade with this heat, and hopefully we'll get some thunderstorms to cool things off a little bit. But when you start to get a string of 90 degree days, raise your blade to about 3 inches, and that way your lawn won't brown out as quickly. Tall grass creates shade that helps to retain the moisture in the soil. And if you're going to do some watering, do it in the early morning of the day. Not in the middle of the afternoon, not at the end of the day. With this humidity and with the high temperatures, there is many, many signs of fungus diseases beginning to form on your lawns. So if you get a chance, before you cut the grass, walk on the lawn and look for discoloration. Little spots, maybe 3 to 4 inches in diameter, scattered throughout the lawn in groups and clusters. Possibility of a pink cottony growth that's now very common, called mold, and but it's a pink color, and along with the mold that's growing is this pink coloration, which is also known as red thread. And this is a fungus that if you water your lawn at night and it stays wet all night, the fungus itself will move on the wet grass through the water from one blade to the other, just like dominoes almost. And it can create a really terrible situation where you could lose a good portion of your grass. So if you get a chance, you know, grab a cup of coffee, walk out in the grass, and just look for little dead spots here and there in your lawn. If you see pink, cottony growth, that is a red thread, but there is all kinds of dollar spot and many, many other types of fungus, depending on where you live. Whether you live in Maine or you live in Tennessee, whether you live in New York State or even in the western part in the middle part of the country. Just be aware of it. It's a result of a lot of moisture during the month of June, and now we're getting all this heat and humidity, and the fungus is there. Now, those of you that are raising impatience in your garden or window boxes or containers, as well as tomatoes in your garden, keep applying the fungicides to prevent blight. Now, your patients get a blight called downy mildew. And your plant will look perfect one day, and then all of a sudden, the flowers will become less and less numerous on the plants. Your leaves will get spotted, they'll start to fall, and it will look like rabbits came into your garden and ate all the foliage off your plants. But it's a fungus called downy mildew. And it's in all 48 of the lower states, not in Hawaii, not in Alaska, but the lower 48. But it's in every single state, from Maine to Florida, Florida to California, and up to Oregon and Washington State. So it's everywhere. And you need to be applying every couple of weeks either a product called Agrifos, A-G-R-I-F-O-S, made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, or Plant Doctor, made by a company called Organicide. Now, both of these products are organic, and they will take care of the downy mildew on impatiens, and they will take care of the early and the late blight on tomatoes. So if you had tomatoes last year look really good, all of a sudden you started to see yellowing appear on the inside of the plant or at the bottom of the plant, working its way up. And then little brown spots appeared in the yellowing foliage. The foliage all turned brown. And this happens very, very quickly. And then all of a sudden, your plant just falls apart. And it's gone. That is either the early blight. Right now, we're getting closer to the late blight as we get into July. So be aware of it. And if you had that particular problem, get either one of those two fungicides on your plants. Do it early in the morning, not during the heat of the day, and it will help to keep the late blight off your tomatoes and prevent your impatiens from getting downy mildew. Because of the humidity, plants that traditionally get powdery mildew, which is a white, looks like a white film growing on the foliage. If you have plants that normally get it, plants such as lilacs, where the beautiful green shiny leaves start to lose their sheen, and all of a sudden they get a white film, that's powdery mildew. Roses will also get powdery mildew. Bee balm, which is a great perennial, butterflies and hummingbirds, they all love it. Your tall phlox, it will start at the bottom of the plant with these little tiny white dots looks like cotton, but it will quickly spread. It will cover the leaf, the leaves will die, and the leaves will die from the bottom, working their way up. Now, all diseases, whether it's the lawn, the garden, your shrubs, some of your trees, when you water late in the day, you encourage these diseases and the fungus that's behind it to grow more rapidly. So the worst thing that you can do today is to water your vegetable garden or your flowers, or your lawn, or some of the shrubs after 5, 6 o'clock at night. The reason is the grass stays wet all night. The foliage of your plants will stay wet all night. And even plants like marigolds, which are pretty tough, will develop a type of fungus on them that can become a real problem. So go easy with the water, especially if you have to water at night. And if you're watering at night, try and keep the water off the foliage. Get one of the DRAM watering wands. It's an aluminum extension that you would attach to the end of your hose with a really large end. It's called a water breaker, and it creates a showering effect. So if you're going to water the garden, use the watering wands and get the water right to the soil and not on the foliage of the plant. Now, if you have a question, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Write it down and give us a call and we'll help you with your garden. Tom, let's begin the hour. Who is up first?
First up, we've got Elaine from Southborough, Maine, with a question about maple trees.
Elaine, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to have you every Sunday morning. I look forward to the day.
Thank you.
I have a paperback maple tree in our north side of the home, facing the road. It was purchased as a whip in 1993. The first, it's been beautiful in that it's probably now achieved the height of about 15 or 20 feet. I noticed recently, the last several days, that it's dropping a significant number of leaves. I went out yesterday and looked at some of the leaves that were on the ground and compared those with some that appeared to be healthy on the tree. It seems that the leaves are changing from a clearly all green to an area on the leaf that is becoming lighter green. Then that changes to even a tan, which then changes significantly to almost a leather brown. And then the leaves are, you know, on the way to the ground.
Yeah, so that it's like blotches throughout the leaves.
Yeah.
Part of that, I'm beginning to see in my backyard, we have a lot of wild birches. And a lot of my birches, I've noticed, are beginning to drop foliage. And the only thing I can think of is, in looking at the leaves, it is a fungus, but we had so much rain during the month of June, and I started looking at the amount of growth and comparing it to last year and the year before, and noticed that this year we probably had 25 to 30% more growth on that tree and many other trees on my property than we've had in past years. with all of the rain. So we had additional growth. We had a lot of rain. And now we're getting all this heat. And I think it's beginning to catch up with the plant. It's not going to kill the tree. But okay. You will probably lose, I would say, close to a third of the foliage. And looking at the wild birches, some of the maples on my property are developing spots on the foliage about a half an inch to an inch, and they're all over the leaf. And that is common when we have more rain than normal, and then we start to get this humidity. I mean, right now, doing the show, I can't put a fan on because you would hear the fan running, and I'm just sitting and sweating like crazy with the humidity levels that they are here in Maine right now. It's 70-plus degrees already. It's going to be 90 degrees. So when you start to get a fungus that develops on the foliage and you get this amount of humidity day and night, the fungus will spread. And that's why during the beginning of the program, I've been stressing, check your lawn for fungus, check your vegetable garden for fungus, and your flower beds for fungus diseases, because they're very, very active. And, you know, in your case, it's a big tree, so it's not you watering it. It's just the weather. It's been hot. It's been very, very humid. And even at night, when things would normally cool down, temperatures, yes, they've cooled down from 90 to 70 or something like that the last few days, but the humidity level is still very high. So the leaf stays moist and the fungus spreads. But all we need is some dry weather to come in, and it will stop. In your case, if the tree is, just say, 15 feet tall, go to your local nursery, to a feed and grain store. Some of the hardware stores are very good. And get a product like AgriFoss or Plant Doctor. These are both natural organic fungicides. And early in the morning, before it gets hot, spray it. And that will help to slow down the dropping.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. Talk with Tom, and we will help you to solve some of the problems that you may be having in your garden. We've talked about keeping up with the fungicides this year. From Florida to Maine and right across the country, it's been really, really wet, except for the West Coast where it's very dry and the fires have just been terrible, absolutely terrible. So if you're east of the Mississippi, lots of rain, lots of humidity, and a tough growing season ahead of us. Got a late start. The weather was cool and wet. Now it's hot and humid. So just be aware of it. Lift up the blade of your mower. That will help a great deal. And then being that it's the 4th of July weekend, one of the jobs that has to be done, if you have mums or chrysanthemums that you planted last year or a couple years ago and they survived the winter and they're growing, they're probably a couple of feet tall by now. And the tradition for growing mums is on the week of the 4th, cut your mums in half. So if you or you have a friend or a neighbor that has mums that are up and they're getting to be over 18 inches in height, it's time to cut them in half. All of your commercial growers of potted mums that they sell in the fall are pinching, and the pinching prevents the mum from getting too tall. It also forces the plant to produce side branches, which makes the plant produce more flowers in the fall. So if your mums are over 18 inches, cut them back. Now, what you can do is this. Let's say you have a mum that's 2 feet tall. Cut it to a foot. Clean it up, get all the yellow leaves out and whatever doesn't look good. And you can put a little bit of fertilizer around it. And where there is a leaf attached to the stem, a new shoot will develop there. So you can potentially have a plant that you cut down from 2 foot to a foot in height that has 10 stems. And by cutting it, you'll end up with as many as 5 to 7 brand new stems or branches on it. So you go from 10 stems to 50, 60, or 70 new shoots, and that increases your flower production. Now, the other plant that needs to be cut back at this time is the Montauk daisy. And the Montauk daisy is a large white daisy with a yellow center that flowers in October. And I'm going to cut mine down today. They're 2 foot across, 2 feet wide. They look beautiful. And you hate to cut it back, but if you don't, they're going to get so tall that by the time you get to the fall, they're going to flop over. And if you start to get some heavy rains, the plant separates, and instead of having a nice uniform mound of foliage, you end up with a plant that looks like it's split in two. So cut back your Montauk daisy, cut back your chrysanthemums. Now, take the tips of the plant. So you're going to cut them in half. So my Montauk daisies right now are a little over 2 feet tall. I'm going to cut them down to probably, 15 inches, we'll say. And they're going to look terrible. So I'm going to feed them. Now I'm going to take all of those tips, and I'm going to cut them about 6 inches in length. And both the Montauk daisy and your chrysanthemums, all you need to do is either push them into the ground, fill some pots with some nice potting soil. Black Gold has all kinds of potting soil blends that you can use. So you fill your containers with the Black Gold potting soil. Put 3, 4, 5 cuttings to a pot, and that would go 8 or even a 10-inch pot, and put 5, 6, 7 cuttings in them if you want. Keep them wet. Keep them out of the direct sun until they've rooted. So once they've rooted, bring them out into the full sun. So a nice shady area, and they will root. Now, if you can put some rooting powder on the ends of the stems, the root system will develop a lot faster. But it's time to cut back your mums and your Montauk daisy. 6-inch cuttings. If it's a 6-inch pot, put 4 cuttings. And once they get rooted, pinch the tip off of each cutting, and that will make them bush out, and you'll have a nice full container of flowers. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alice from Maine with a question about a weeping cherry.
Alice, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I tuned in as you were chatting with a woman having to do with leaf drop, I believe. I have a weeping cherry that is probably 15 feet tall, and it blossomed beautifully, but it looks so sad now. It's pathetic. It looks like a lot of dead branches is what it looks like. I can't tell you about leaf structure. They're just plain gone. The top of it is all leafed out, but it's sad looking. And I have one more question.
Okay, what is your second question?
Okay, it has to do with rhododendrons. I have several rhododendrons, and I have a lot of babies coming off. I have three coming off one, and I have one or two coming off others. Are they coming off a root, or are they come from a blossom? And I don't know how to treat them. I'd like to move some of them.
Okay. Now, the new growth that's developing near your rhododendron, is it close to the plant, or is it within like a foot or more away from the main plant?
Oh, more than a foot away from the main plant. The one that I'm thinking of that has three off it, as much as 3 feet away and 2 feet away.
Okay. Then it could be coming from a root.
Okay.
And it is something that you can take a shovel.
Yeah.
And you can dig it. But the problem right now is it's 90 degrees out.
Right.
And when you cut it, you're probably not going to get as much of a root system as you need to have the plant survive this type of weather.
Right.
So I would hold off. And what you could do is wait until you see that we're going to have at least a week of 70 to 80 degree weather, less humidity, and cloudy days. And what I would do is I would dig it, put it in a large pot.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can take that ball of soil with the roots that are there, put it in a large container. It doesn't have to be, 2 foot in diameter, but you should have a pot about a foot across.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it nice and wet, put it in a shady location, and give it a couple, maybe even 3 weeks or even a month to get acclimated to its new home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can transplant it to a different location in your garden.
Okay.
But for now, it's so hot. And if we get a day where it's 90 degrees and you get a breeze, it pulls all the moisture out of the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And because the plant is not rooted and the root systems has not been established, the plant's going to die on you. So wait till things cool off. Dig it, pot it, keep it in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it well watered. Use a liquid food
rather than
a granular fertilizer, and then I think you'll be okay. And if the weather continues to stay hot like this, then do it in March or early April of next spring. And at that point, you can just dig it and relocate it to a new area in the garden, and you won't have any problem at all. But right now, it's just too hot. And when you cut some of the roots, the plant may not tolerate it.
Okay.
Now, on your weeping cherry, I have a weeping cherry in front of my house.
Yeah.
And it's a white one. It's called Snow Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to the pink, it stays much smaller. And I get a fungus on it every single year.
Hmm.
And it happens very, very quickly. It flowers. It looks absolutely beautiful. The foliage comes out, and the whole tree is green. And then mid-June, all of a sudden, the leaves start to turn brown. And I'm looking at the tree right now, and I would say that half of the original leaves that formed on that tree have turned brown.
Huh.
And they're still attached to the plant. They didn't fall. It's like they dried right on that plant. Huh. And since then, it's made new growth. So I have about 2 to 3 inches of new growth on the weeping cherry, and behind that is the original growth that came out after the blooming cycle, and is about 2 to 3 inches that's all black. If I had sprayed the plant with a fungicide when I should have, and I know better, I should have done it, but I got busy, I didn't do it, and it happened really, really fast. If I had sprayed it with a fungicide, like the Agrifos or the Plant Doctor,
okay,
then
say
it
that
probably
again. Agra what?
Agrifos is spelled Agri-FOS.
Okay.
And it's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden. It's an organic fungicide, and it's also systemic.
Okay.
And the other product is called Plant Doctor.
I have and that it's, written down. Okay.
Okay, so either one of those two are basically the same product, just sold under two names by two different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be used on flowers of all types, vegetables, roses, shrubs, and trees.
Okay, okay. That sounds good. Great.
Okay, thank you. Alice, you have a
one. Paul, may I ask you one more question?
If you hold on, Alice, we're coming up to a break.
The sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Alice. Alice, what was your question?
Okay, to continue also with the weeping cherry, if I don't want to cut any branches, right?
What you want to do, Alice, is this. Any of the branches that you think may be dead,
mm-hmm.
take your fingernail, scratch through the bark.
Okay.
And if, when you go through the bark, if it's green,
mm-hmm.
the branch is still alive.
Okay. Okay.
If you scratch through the bark and it's brown, then that branch can be removed.
Okay. Having to do with my other question, pink dogwood, is that a long-living tree?
Pink dogwoods, pink and white.
Mm-hmm.
Will last probably 35 to 50 years.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
It's a good longevity, but I'm seeing a lot of pink dogwoods in people's yards that look like shrubs. They just haven't been trimmed up. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because some of the nurseries will sell a multi-stem.
Mm-hmm.
Dogwood, some will sell a single stem.
Okay.
And the plant itself is more shrubby than tree form. And it does have a tendency to produce side shoots that make it look more bushy. And so what you have to do is, if you want to keep it in the tree, any of the suckering branches that develop lower on the trunk should be removed.
Okay.
If you do that, then you'll have a nice tree shape on it.
Okay. All right. Is it best for the health of the bush to keep it in tree form rather than letting all that happen?
It really doesn't matter. Okay. It really doesn't matter. And the white is going to be hardier than the pink.
Right, right. The pink only came out in the last 15 years or so, didn't it?
On the spring blooming one, they've been out for a lot longer than that.
Oh, okay.
But for the Coosa, there is a pink Coosa that's in bloom right now. That's relatively new.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Thank you, Alice, for calling. We really appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Eric from Thomas with a question about fungus.
Eric, good morning. How can we help you today with your garden?
Yeah, good morning. I have a lawn where half of it is old and established, and the other half is hydroseeded recently after the landscape damage that was done by the landscaper. So the old established part of the lawn has a lot of fungus in it, and I believe that fungus is spreading into the hydroseeded area. And, of course, I have to water constantly the hydroseeded area, and I cannot really separate the two areas of the lawn. So I have treated the entire lawn with Bonide Infuse, I think it was
yes.
called.
Yep.
And then I've also spread Magical on it, and I was wondering if there's anything else I might be able to do.
The Infuse made by Bonide is a real good product because it is a systemic. So you apply it to your lawn, and it will be absorbed into the foliage, and it will stay in the bloodstream of the plant for a much longer period of time. Because when it's absorbed, it's also taken down to the root system where it will circulate throughout the plant. We've had a lot of rain, and now we're getting all of this heat. What I would do is, if it's been over a month since you've applied the Infuse from Bonide, and because you're watering it often, I would suggest that you do it again. Read the label carefully to make sure that you give the product enough time to work its way into the plant before you irrigate again. Because if you're using the Infuse that is a granular product, you have to apply it to the grass when it's wet to change the powder to a liquid so it can be absorb, or you can buy the Infuse liquid that you can just spray, but you need to give it time to dry on the grass and give it a chance to move inside the plant to become more effective.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.